Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Gumpymon, a new drama by Boner Factory Family Films.
Are you a fan of a good wholesome movie? Boner Factory Family Films proudly presents a tale of a simple man with big dreams to be the very best.
I'm not a smart man, but I want to be the very best.
Come see Tom Waits as he stars as Ass Cuckum on his journey to become a Pokemon Go master.
Mama said life's like a Pokemon. He must live in a dark and closed space. That's why she locked me in the basement for 6 years. My legs never did really develop.
Come with Ass and his friend Bubba Brock as they journey beyond Kanto to Vietnam in search of the perfect way to prepare Magikarp.
Got boiled Magikarp, fried Magikarp, steamed Magikarp, scampi Magikarp, grilled Magikarp, cuckled Magikarp, toasted Magikarp, seared in stew Magikarp, barbecue Magikarp.
Join Ass as he's also on the journey for love.
Why won't you love me, Miss Day?
Because, Ass, you're Team Valor.
Well, I don't rightly know what that means.
Be sure to come down to the theater and check out Gumpamon.
I just felt like walking and catching Pokemon.
Directed by Robert Schmackma. Again to that magical time of the week, the Good Old Gamers Podcast. I'm Lyle McClendon, joined as always with Brandon.
Pokemon, go fuck yourself.
That's fucking rude. And obviously we're talking Pokemon Go tonight because we have nothing else really to talk about. But join us tonight. We have two guests, one new, one returning.
Hello everybody, I'm Mike McDaniel, and I'm joined tonight by...
his wife, Trainer Thorn.
Hey.
Or are we using a pseudonym tonight?
We should use our Pokemon Go username, Zombie Mike and...
Trainer Thorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Team Valor.
Say real clearly in there so I can edit it over.
Trainer Thorn.
Okay. That's going to be edited in very harshly over your name earlier.
He's just going to leave it like it is. We all know the truth.
Everybody knows we're about fine production values around here.
Yeah, we are.
Well, it is episode 65, and it is official. Pokemon Girl, fuck. Pokemon Go has ended the world.
Yeah, we're in the Pokepocalypse.
We are. I guess we're just going to kick off tonight like we always do, a little bit of news, even though I don't have shit. What little news I do have, I think, is probably shit.
Most of my news is Pokemon Go.
Mine as well, but the one Pokemon Go thing that I will bring up that maybe you don't have, there's a new Ghostbusters game out that released yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's a turd.
It looks like a...
like a AAA game?
It's by Activision.
Oh, well then, yeah, it's got to be a AAA game.
It's out on PS3, PC, PS4. And Xbox One, I think.
It's reviled in Steam reviews. I know that, because I saw it pop up yesterday.
It looks like a really shitty Gauntlet ripoff. Like, it's supposed to be based on 4-player co-op, working your way through the levels. It's the new Ghostbusters. It is the DLC that's coming out for it, is you're going to be able to buy the classic skins back. Looks like shit.
They're for penises with Pachinko coins.
No shit.
Well, a lot of people regard the previously released Ghostbusters game as like a sequel to the original movie.
It is. Yeah. It essentially is.
Yeah. So then they followed up with a Gauntlet ripoff?
They literally launched the launch trailer for the game, and the game came out. The launch trailer came out, I think, fucking Monday, and the game came out Tuesday.
Perfect promotion time there.
Yeah.
Dumping it just, you know, for the simple fact that Ghostbusters will be out the day this comes out, Friday.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm all about new stuff for Ghostbusters, though. I just had one of the slushies at the movie theater. That was delicious.
I'm going to try to be optimistic about it. Like, I'm still... I'm going to go watch it. I talked Brandon into going. I'm going to go see it.
I thought you guys were deciding not to go see it. I thought Brandon had talked you into not seeing it and buying a different ticket.
Well, I mean...
I mean, legally maybe. Speaking, we're yeah. not doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to go see this movie together?
I reckon.
Like a mandate?
Yeah. I better at least get a handy out of this.
You probably will get a handy lubed with my tears, more than likely.
That's the best kind of lube.
Yep.
Just a hole in the popcorn bag. That's what I do.
Well, I applaud either your sadomasochism or your optimism, whichever it may be.
The way I feel about it is if you go watch it, it's kind of like voting. If you actually watch it and endure it, you have every right in the world to bitch about it without people trying to be left or right about why you're bitching about it.
Mm.
I have no problem that it's women. I never have had that. I kind of have a problem from, I think, the direction they're going with it, but I can't fool and judge that. I've learned to get my fucking blood pressure down a lot over the past few weeks. Like,
Is Ghostbusters your trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've been saying for a few years now, like, Nightmare on Elm Street and Ghostbusters are my two favorite franchises.
Aliens?
Well, Aliens, yes. Well, top five favorite franchises. Aliens, Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, Freddy Krueger.
All right.
So, those are, like, my five deals I really like. And they've remade all those, and I quoted Emerald several times. I'm just like, they're eventually going to fuck with the Ghostbusters property, and I'm not going to be happy about it. And since they've started fucking with it, I have not been happy.
Well, I didn't know about the Ghostbusters movie until my wife and I were at a movie theater, and I saw it during a preview, so I wasn't influenced by any social media or anything. And when I saw it, like, I wasn't, like, super excited about it. I just looked at her like, someone's cashing in on nostalgia again.
That's been my whole deal about it, is Ghostbusters is a certain type of comedic movie. It's not slapstick, none of that shit. It's real deadpan.
A lot of chemistry.
Yeah, real deadpan, you know, just dry. They're not. I don't think they're doing that with this one at all. You know,
they don't really love that in the
everything trailer. I've seen is real slapstick, cartoony. You know, and that's fine and all, but they should have. I kind of side with James Rolfe on the whole deal because, you know, he caught a lot of fucking flack for just saying he wasn't reviewing that movie.
Right, and he didn't really bring sex and gender into the argument at all.
He's just kind. I kind of agree with him. It's just unoriginal. You know, I'm like, you've had 30 fucking years, essentially, to make a new Ghostbusters movie.
Well, I think the controversy and the conversation behind Ghostbusters is kind of centered around the genders. And I like a gender bender just as much as anybody else. Like the Adventure Time gender bender, I love that. Like Fiona and Cake instead of Jake and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So it's not... It's not that it's women. It's just that I think that Hollywood is cashing in on women's fight for equality and
yeah,
trying
see,
to use it.
That's not the fact that it's women. They're using women as a gimmick.
They disregarded any story, possibly, and used that to bring in people.
I see your eyes, like, slowly shifting to me every once in a while talking about this.
Well, if anyone has anything to say about feminism, I guess the female at the table has the most valid point of view.
The upper hand.
True.
I don't know. With Ghostbusters coming out and the whole deal with James Rolfe, we watched it. There's a little bit of drama around it, but he didn't. I mean, he wasn't being sexist throughout his entire thing. It was just unoriginal in his mind, and that's fully fine. I think definitely a lot of people are focusing too much on the gender aspect. And in the end, we don't want that.
I caught flack for it. The first week I said something negative about it, I got a couple messages from people on Facebook being like, oh, you can't one of them literally told me I couldn't appreciate or handle a strong female lead taking control of one of my favorite franchises.
Oh, like
and I was
Aliens.
Like, bullshit. I'm like, I can give you several. Aliens... Fucking Star Wars is what I used to shut him down with. I was like, Episode 7, as good as it is, essentially a fucking remake of New Hope. with a female Luke Skywalker. Well, that's pretty much what that
there's
movie
plenty
is.
Of their movies and stuff out there that's got strong female leads. So I don't think that's
Ellen Ripley.
That's where I'm like, the female gimmick doesn't do it for me. Like, I find that almost slightly offensive, not because it's women. I'm not offended by women, but like, I have a little girl that loves anything with a girl. Give her something original, you know? Yeah. You ain't got to give her leftovers of men's stuff. There's plenty of roles and movies out there you can make just for, you know, with strong female leads from the original, you know? It's just, I don't know. It's it burns my ass.
To me, my problem with it is, of course, I'm going to go see it. I am one of those people who I'm not going to make any judgments until I myself see it. Otherwise, I don't want to come off as ignorant.
I have no problem coming off as ignorant.
I would have liked it better if it wasn't an all-female cast. I would have liked it better if it was
there's a Helmsworth.
See, that's another thing that kind of chafed my ass, because a bunch of people that are pulling the whole sexist, misogynist card, I'm like, well, if some, God forbid, some dude wanted to press it, I'm like, well, of course they're going to hire fucking Thor to be their
not me. Accountant. Not someone that represents like men like me.
Miles McClendon or Brandon Gentry.
I can't ever look at him the same way because of a movie we watched the other night.
You know, I'm not a big time Ghostbusters fan, but even from like a story aspect, if they would have just done the passing of the torch thing to where like the Ghostbusters had daughters and these are their daughters, I would have been totally on board with that.
Well, they are supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah, but they're not themselves.
Yeah, they're
not.
This is more like
the Dan Aykroyd cameo. This is either commercial, like, the other night.
I mean, this is a reboot in the very definition of it. Mm-hmm. So
it's a reboot, not a passing of the torch, which is a big problem for the linear. It's like an alternate universe. It's a reboot. It's you can't consider it a sequel.
But that's what Star Trek is, and everyone's mad about Star Trek right now.
I'm not mad about Star Trek. I love the new Star Trek. Sorry.
I don't care for them, but I'm not Trek either.
I don't see them not really being able to use that time travel ploy, though, that was so easily used in Star Trek. That was clever. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, and J.J. Abrams kind of made me like Star Trek a little more.
Yeah. But I mean, the movies are great. Everyone, though, recently has had the problem with Sulu.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about that, really. I just haven't liked the recent movies. I don't have any opinion on the next one.
The only thing I didn't like about what I've seen about the next one is they use fucking Sabotage in that trailer. And I'm just like, y'all motherfuckers gotta stop putting Beastie Boys songs in your movie trailers.
Yeah. But hey, using Helmsworth in this next Ghostbusters movie, I mean, if you're talking about putting some unrealistic expectation for women out there in media, what are you expecting us to live up to, Chris Helmsworth? Are you kidding me?
It's not going to happen.
We just saw that New Vacation movie, right?
Yeah, and his character is an incredibly well-endowed male who
has a huge cock.
Oh, baby.
Shows it off.
Yes.
He's well endowed and has a huge cock. That's impressive.
Yeah. It is. I can't ever make eye contact with him again.
Yeah, I don't think that's really his cock, but don't see the new Vacation movie. It's shit.
It is really bad. It's offensive as far as like reboots go. Yeah.
For the Ghostbusters trailer, I was, once again, I really thought that if they were going to reboot it, it would have been better with a mixed cast of male and female. And then especially when Chris Hemsworth showed up, I was like, he's eye candy. I mean, that's what he is. And so y'all are turning the roles around in not the right way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember Janine being like such a hot babe in the original.
No.
Yeah, I think the best way I can relate this is to video games. Dead. Like, Super Princess Peach is a DS game. Great fucking game. Great female Mario-type game. If they would have made that super, I don't know, some kind of female version of Mario, that would have sucked shit. It's just cheap.
It's kind of like the Linkle and Link
debacle. Yes, that's horrible.
Why Super don't Princess just let somebody fucking play as Zelda for once?
Exactly. Yeah, Zelda's a
you
great
already
character.
Have a female character that you don't fucking utilize.
Perfect. Yeah.
Way to fuck shit up, Nintendo.
Okay. Well, this isn't a movie podcast. This is a gaming podcast, right?
Yeah, we rant. So. Yeah.
It's okay. This is an
everything
podcast.
All my news
podcast.
Today, because not much has been happening in the gaming world besides everyone going fucking nuts, cocoa nuts over Pokemon Go. So I got Pokemon Go news. The first one that really affects me the most, I really wish I had the foresight and the capital to take advantage of it, but Nintendo's stock raised 25% from Pokemon Go.
25? Jesus.
They said, that's
it. If I could have bought that like a week ago and sell it today, that's a good profit, 25%. It's hard to beat that. So
Hey, man, the NX is coming out. Get on.
Yeah.
They're already reporting that they've already made like 17... It's either 14 or $17 million in like...
No, they made $7 billion.
Jesus.
I know. Overall, they're saying like in the past like 2 days, they've made like $14 million on like in-app purchases and shit.
Oh, people need their Pokeballs.
Yeah, they were not quick, especially if you're shit at throwing them.
I don't see the stock prices staying around this high for long, but I'll get into those reasons later. Other news on it. It's going to be getting... They say they're going to be putting trading in the future, and they're going to be making Pokestops and gyms customizable. I don't know how you make them customizable. You can customize their function in different ways, is what it says. I'm not sure...
They're not like... You can't really hold one that much if there's a lot of competition around town, because they get taken out pretty quick.
And you can't really defend them. AI for your Pokemon defends them.
Yeah. But they do it. They do an all right job, I guess. Some of them are tough to take.
I'll talk about that later. All right. That's where I had the biggest beef with the game. Slightly humorous, slightly sad news. The Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. has been pleading with players to not catch Pokemon in the museum.
The advertisement I seen about that, somebody had posted like, as bad as it is, say, somebody posted like, I think it was like a Magmar or something. It was a burning Pokemon.
Yeah, what had happened?
Or ghost Pokemon.
Like, oh my god!
What had happened was there were a few people who posted Koffings. It's like a gas Pokemon. They had caught it inside the museum, and afterwards, the museum has requested from the company to please be taken off as a Pokestop.
And players have also been putting lures up inside there to attract more players.
Yeah, a gas.
Well, at least the Koffing's name isn't like Zyklon B or some shit.
A gas type Pokemon is not what you want for.
No.
No, it's terrible.
It's pretty inconsiderate.
At the same time, thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, because some people have
gotta
said
catch them all.
You catch Pokemon around certain settings, and so that's just a really unfortunate placement on the company's part to put that Pokemon in that setting.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just impressed that I got something besides Rattatas. Like,
we do have a lot of those here.
And Pidgeys.
Yes.
Pidgeys are hard to hit with a fucking Pokeball, Jesus.
Well, he has a lot of difficulty with the Pokeballs.
I do. I have ball issues.
Yeah, he loses those balls really quickly.
One of the funniest memes I've seen
slippery,
so far.
Man. Especially when you're hot and sweaty, they just get all slippery. It's hard to really...
And they go to the side, and it's just it's unfortunate.
Even with my great balls, sometimes they just, you know, land on the floor, and I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, I fucked up with master balls before, so, I mean, I can't blame you.
Oh, that's actually very difficult to do.
Yeah.
That's the funniest meme I've seen so far about throwing Pokeballs is... You can actually pick your Pokeball up if you click it.
That's
what
such
you throw
a lie.
It, and there's like people doing that shit, and they're like just throwing more and more Pokeballs.
I will admit, no, I did not throw more, but when I did throw and I saw that, I was like tap 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 tap. And then after about three times of that, I was like,
"This is
wasn't
disappointing."
True.
I've been had.
Yeah,
you bastard.
It's when you want to just chunk your phone to the ground.
Then Nintendo making all this money, it is, you know, we've been rooting for Nintendo to do well, so regardless of anything else, it bodes well for Nintendo's future.
Yeah, I haven't seen people as excited as this since people were lining up to buy Wiis at the store.
They were saying that Nintendo hasn't had this much full hype around them since the NES came to America.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they've been talking about the high since like 88.
Yeah, it's like up there.
Well, this is an absolute phenomenon because out of all the people that I have met on the streets and in the parks and everything, I would say about 70% of these people have never done anything Pokemon in their lives, and yet they're playing this game.
And yet there is the side that kind of chafe my ass a little bit.
And here we are with a mobile app with a bunch of microtransactions that's taking over and showing people, hey, look, game developers, this is what you want to do if you want
to
make money.
I was
going
to get to that, yeah. Now, Nintendo might say, you know, we've put millions of dollars into the NX, and what has it gotten us? We've put not that much into Pokemon Go.
Yeah, we reskinned Ingress and took away Link.
Yes. We farmed it out to an indie company, and look how much money we've made.
Yeah.
This is where our future lies.
The deal is with this game is, yes, we are at a peak with it. It's shiny, and it's new. Now, it's going to go down. However, because Pokemon has several different regions and several different generations of Pokemon, every time they update the game
it's gonna
bring
invigorate.
More things in, it's just going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah. And see, nothing past the original 151 really sells me. As far as the Pokemon themselves go.
Don't want a lawnmower Pokemon?
I don't want the lawnmower Pokemon. Or the fan Pokemon. Or was it there's a lamp or refrigerator.
Lampy?
I don't recall.
That's choose you, Lampy.
Rotom, I think was the name of it. It had those different evolutions. Not it was just like appliances. I'm like, why?
Yeah, there's the sword, Hondage.
Oh, yeah. I've actually got that card.
Once they get into the inanimate objects becoming Pokemon, as a Pokemon lover, I'm a little bothered.
I was even, thought Porygon as a kid. I thought Porygon was strange. Yeah. And then, which I love that it's English for Polygon.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great inside joke.
Yeah. And playing the, I think, Pokemon Diamond at one point, I had, I did the little event cheat to cheat myself into an event that was in Japan only, and I got Arceus or whatever, God. And like, I'm just walking around with God following me, and this guy's like, oh, that's cool, you caught God. And like, that's it. Like,
it's so crazy because
there is no greater feeling
every generation
than putting God into a Pokeball.
It's like, they're the first Pokemon. Never mind, actually, this Pokemon created the first Pokemon. Oh, but actually, it was this Pokemon, so I'm not really sure how high.
That's some of that convoluted fucking Nintendo storyline department shit for you. Makes me think, harken back to the days of Zelda. Like, we can't figure out if this motherfucker's 100 years older than this one or not.
Well, the actual evolution of Pokemon is very interesting, because in the first generation, when the first series came out, the first games, they were more animals.
Yeah.
In fact, you could eat them. I mean, Farfetch'd is a delicacy. There's all these other animals, which they're obviously livestock animals. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, no, actually, these are too, perhaps, well-loved by children. They need to become something else other than animals.
They live harmoniously among humans.
What, do they eat candy? Is that what they survive on?
No, there's actually pokey food. They eat pokey food and human food and berries.
Well, I leveled all mine up using candy. Yeah. I think that's why you like candy so much, is because you're trying to evolve.
Well,
the ones
evolved.
You level off candy, though, are the weaker ones. Do you know about EVs and all that kind of nerdy stuff?
I've evolved some EVs.
No, effort values.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm an old man. I just love Pokemon because my wife and kid do.
I got you. Yeah, I learned that as a kid when I leveled up all my Pokemon on like Pidgeys and shit. I'm like, oh my god, I've wasted these Pokemon. They're dead to me.
Oh gosh.
Where do the unwanted Pokemon go?
In Pokemon Go?
No, not just saying just in general.
In general, there's
to the processing plant.
Yeah, I was gonna say euthanized.
You know, you see those big ass chicken trucks driving down the road with like 1,000 chickens covering their own shit. There's just a bunch of Pidgeys. And you're just like, fuck those things. I don't even feel bad for them.
You hold up your phone to it, and it's almost like in They Live where you put on the glasses, and it's just full of Pidgeys and stuff.
Oh my god.
There is some Pokemon shelters that do show up in the show, and there's also Pokemon cemeteries that were taken out in the last game.
I've seen
really?
That.
I remember there was a serious tower in one of the first games.
There was a tower that had all these kind of depressing tombstones and people and stuff.
Yeah, people mourning their Pokemon and stuff.
It is not there in the new Alpha and Omega. No.
Your Pokemon has permanently fainted.
And also, in the first one, didn't you black out? And then the future ones, you whited out? When you got defeated?
It just says, like, you fainted or something like that.
I could swear it was, the first one was blacked out, then they changed it to whited out, because that's so much better.
Not sure, but there's lots of controversy with very weird things within the game. So.
Yeah.
You remember Missing No?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember saving my game with Missing No, mostly. Don't save your game when you catch Missing No.
I've done the same thing, and I pitched a temper tantrum at Books a Million one day.
Do you know Missing No?
No, guys. I don't know
the tale of Missing No.
What is this?
Pokemon Red and Blue.
You surfed on the coast of Cinnabar, I want to say?
Yes.
Zanzibar.
You could also use a Game Shark or a Game Genie.
Why would you cheat yourself to this? I don't know. But if you surfed on the certain spot on the coast of Cinnabar, and you'd counter a bug Pokemon called Missing No or Missing Number. And it's just
A glitch.
Random pixels. Mm-hmm. And you could catch it. And you could fight with it and stuff. If you got any experience with it at all, it evolved into Kangaskhan. If you saved your game with it, chances are you don't have a save game anymore.
We learned that firsthand and then went around school to all of our friends. We're like, no, there's a hidden Pokemon. do it and save your game immediately.
Feel my suffering.
You'd be sitting in like fifth period and hear somebody go, oh, God damn it!
Well,
see a Game Boy just go flying out of the classroom.
If I happen to see any glitchy looking Pokemons in Pokemon Go, I know not to catch them.
Right. You see a pile of random pixels? Just go away.
Walk away. Mm. Something that's been bothering me the whole time we've been sitting here, why is there a Wobbuffet stuffed into that mic?
Abuse.
Yeah. We don't like that Pokemon.
Well,
it is a pretty dumb Pokemon.
You know, I didn't even know its name. That's how much I care about him.
Yeah, that's a Wobbuffet. And that actually right there is not the Pokemon itself.
That is a...
It's the tail.
That is affirmative action Meowth.
The tail is the real Pokemon.
Nice.
It is.
So it's even got the face of affirmative action.
They were like, we need more Pokemon for Team Rocket. Well, we already got Meowth and Coffin. Well, what about this guy? Sure, we ain't got him yet. Affirmative action Meowth.
Okay. He can see you with his ass.
Well, yeah, that's it. The body is a lure, and the tail is the actual Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot of people say.
Huh.
So he hides.
He makes a great shock mount for a microphone.
Yeah, he's been watching me this whole time.
Well, it looks like he's been reached, stuffed, and adjusted, so maybe he won't be looking at you with his poor dead eyes anymore.
No.
Oh, God.
We're having all kinds of technical difficulties. It's okay. You can keep
recording. You want to hit that with the paw? Okay, whatever. You got any more news?
I don't. I literally have the Ghostbusters. I've played Vindictus in Minecraft all week. I've been a bad gamer.
Well, so speaking of things that I don't quite understand, you guys have used a term that I kind of embarrassed that I haven't known what it meant yet. What is cuckolding? What the fuck is cuckolding?
I had a dollar for every time. I think we've single-handedly reinvigorated that word.
It is trending on the internet.
It is trending.
Oh, good job, guys.
Yeah. So,
is it safe to ask this with my wife here? Does it involve wives? Is that part of the web?
It does involve wives.
That it does.
Well, I'm only.
We started this because when we were doing mic checks in the beginning, we were using like hard K's, hard C's,
anything
hard P's
to come through really.
And Lyle started spouting off like a record teaching you English. Cuckolding. Fuck my wife. Cuckolding. And that's what it means when you let someone rail your wife.
While you watch?
While you watch.
Yeah.
It is consensual.
It actually started out, believe it or not, somebody at work told me this, and I did a little research. It started out as a revenge thing, in the 1700s. The wife would catch the husband doing something, and that would be the payoff. She's like, well, you get to watch some dude bang me while you're tied up. And the word
comes from the cuckoo bird who lays eggs in other birds' nests and have them raise it. So that's where I think Shakespeare started the cuckold. So
don't think us, think Shakespeare.
Yeah.
My vocabulary and my life in general has been enriched. Thank you, gentlemen.
Indeed, yeah.
We have got flagged in a couple of places of employment because the search term has the word cuckold in it, and it automatically flags us as a porn site. I know Ray Hall, our buddy, had to...
You deserve that rating, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You do.
I had to lie my ass off. Emerald's grandmother about 2 weeks ago was asking me, she's like, how do I look up y'all's website, your podcast? I was like, get on Google and type in podcast playing app. And she just, you know, she didn't really pay much attention to what I was saying, hopefully, but I never outright told her. I'm like, go to our website, goodoldgamers.com. She's like the one person I would not fucking promote her shit to.
Me and I will be teaching Cuckolding 101 this semester at Wallace.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Shall be.
But yeah, is that it for news?
That's it. No more.
Yeah. It's a little loud. Enjoy that ear cuckolding.
It's non-consensual, so it's not cuckolding.
Oh, yeah, ear rape then.
That's just flat-out ear rape.
My kids are loud.
That's okay.
First time my kids been on the podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So you what, gotta, how does that make you look?
Awful. I'm an awful parent.
It's okay.
What, you got a what's in your hands? What's in your hands?
I do.
It looks kind of smelly.
It's pretty old. Pretty haggard.
It's calloused.
It's from 98. I just determined. I brought in Pokemon the trading card game for Game Boy Color.
I vaguely remember being obsessed with it.
Before Pokemon Go, this is what we did.
I played the real trading card game of yesteryear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason I got that. That game came out, Pokemon the trading card game on Game Boy Color, come out toward not the end of the lifespan of the actual trading card game, but before the big transition to where it is now, because it's like fucking EX plus, yeah, and all
way
that
overpowered
now.
Cards compared to the way
I know
it
nothing
today.
About that. There were still 150. Well, there were 152 because Togepi,
yeah,
come along about the same time I quit playing.
I fucking hated Togepi.
One of the main reasons I did buy this though is when you bought it, it came with that limited edition Pikachu card.
Yeah.
And I was all about collecting the cards. So I was like, I need to have that because nobody else will. And
it's like you had to
now
have,
I don't
like
have the card.
12 Mews at the movie release or whatever.
Dude, I racked the fuck up that night, let me tell you.
Regale us with the story.
We, me and Brandon and our other buddy, who's no longer with us, Bunner, anyways, we go and watch Pokemon, the first movie, when it came out in theaters. Well, they... They gave you a really badass Ancient Mew card for going and seeing it. So me and Brandon get the bright idea. We're like, okay, there's a bunch of little kids in here.
You're scalping cards from
kids?
I'm
like, these kids aren't paying fucking attention, and they're going to drop them. We let the movie get over and start walking the aisles.
Oh,
we failed like fucking 10 of those things.
Yeah, that's great.
And kept like... I don't know. I had more. I traded him some. We ended up taking the Books of Men and using them as trade bait to get other shit.
Well, yeah. There's that, and there's also the Books of Million Mew promo that you had. You conned people into being posing as your parents.
Oh my! That's quite elaborate, Lyle.
Fuck, dude! I forgot about that.
Oh yeah,
completely.
Yeah, there was two different promos for that.
Your parents would have to go up there and sign
one
up,
per
and
person.
they would give you a promo card, and that was going up to random people.
Like, you're just getting bums off the damn street corner and down alleyways.
Like, we're up there. Our parents would drop us off every weekend at our local Books Man, and that's, we would say every Saturday, that's what we would do all day long. Play card. They had like their own little gym badges and all that shit.
Yeah, they give you a booklet. You, like, stamped off the games you won and lost and all that kind of stuff.
And me and Brandon were, like, top bitches at one point at that shit. And I was doing that. I was just, like, going, I'm like, hey, would you act like you're my parent and just sign that and give me a card? And I'm like, sure. And ended up, like, 10 or 11 of them. I'm just like, fuck yeah. Fuck all y'all.
I was the only guy there with four Charizards.
Yeah,
I was kingpin.
I seen Brandon one time. We know a guy, or
a person.
Yeah,
gender is fluid.
It is very fluid in this case.
We know the shadow of a person, and we're pretty sure the reason he does things he does now is because Brandon kicked the fuck out of him in Pokemon like 15 years ago. Like Brandon, he. This kid came to school and touted his Pokemon deck. He's like, I got this bad motherfucking deck. And Brandon's one of them people that just doesn't say shit. And he's pretty much like, they're getting ready to duel or whatever. And Brandon's like, I'm fixing to fuck his world up. He's like, I brought my Armageddon deck.
His Pokemon Armageddon deck. You've got a Magic Armageddon deck and a Pokemon Armageddon deck.
Well, that's what I named it at the time because I was like, what, 12? And I was like, Armageddon sounds cool. This deck is Armageddon deck.
So this deck that Brandon has arranged is a complete deck of fucking deceit. He starts laying out all these cards and letting this guy kill a couple of his Pokemon. He hustles the fuck out of them is what he does. He's putting out all of his weak-ass Pokemon to get killed.
And well, I put out Chansey's.
That's right, because Chansey has
a defensive ability. I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to defend.
Just block him with it.
Defend, whatever.
And he's over here on his bench, building up like four Charizards at once, all with like four energy attached to him. Charizard used to have this really OP attack called Energy Burn, where you could attach two fire energy and two colorless energy, and you burn two energy, but it does an attack of like, it's like 120.
It's 100. It killed any other Pokemon back then except for Charizard.
Yeah, anything on your bench and all that. So, that's pretty much the noise that Brandon's deck made when it got down to the end of it. He's just like, pretty much like, I'm about to beat you, Brandon. And Brandon's like, are you? Brings out Charizard. You can see this kid, like, his whole life melt down before him. Like, Brandon wipes this motherfucker's face off the table, like, instantly. He sits outside for, like, 3 hours crying and banging his head against the podium outside. Wow. And I'm just like, that makes a lot of sense compared to now.
Well, there are some people who take it incredibly, incredibly seriously.
Yeah.
A little concerningly so. We had a friend in Florida who he would play like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, and he, mind you, he was in his mid-20s, going to the park and beating these 11 and 12 year olds for keeps.
Oh no.
So he'd come home with all these cards and we're like, where did you get all those? He's like, oh, playing all the kids down at the park. Are you serious?
Why didn't you just kick their ass and take the cards? Like, literally.
I had to teach him a lesson.
That was probably my proudest moment in Pokemon, because there was a guy in college, he'd go down to the gym, only grown person there, just fucking wrecking all these kids. I was the only kid there that whooped his ass. I was like, yes! Dude was bragging about how he spent all his like high school graduation money on Pokemon cards, and he's got this and that and the other. Fucking whooped his ass in Pokemon.
It adds up so quickly. I was 5 when the series really came out. And I've been collecting for 20 years now. And I still have all of my cards from 20 years ago.
It makes me sad. I have full American basic set, like the first one. I had it. I had a full fossil set and jungle set. And I sold all of it at once.
Always obsessively. I've bought cards every year just about. And until the last few years. And we just started buying more cards. Because, of course, all my cards, you can't play with them. They're obsolete. Mm-hmm. Can't do anything with them.
I don't know. Pokemon, like Magic the Gathering, started off with way overpowered cards, and then they toned it down. Pokemon did the exact opposite. They've just ramped it up because they realized that's what sells the little kids. So, oh, I can get this card, and the way they play is a bastardized version of the game. They just compare the cards to each other, so the cards with the bigger numbers beats their friends every time.
Yeah. Now, earlier you mentioned the EX cards. That does seem very overpowered to me. However, if the other person beats that card,
2 prize cards.
They take 2 prize cards. So those can, if you play those EX cards, you need to be sure you're good to go.
See, when I started getting my steps on into it a few years ago, I started looking at the competitive side to it, and it's nothing but like, is rocket tag is the best way you could describe it. Whoever got the first hit out will just start sweeping. And that's, I mean, it's almost like the Game Boy game. That's how it happened in the high competitive levels in that. It's Rocket Tag. Whoever went first and started killing the other guy's Pokemon had a severe advantage over the other person.
It really depends. Now, within the game, there is strategy. Now, of course, a lot of little kids aren't going to have that strategy.
Right.
But as an adult, if you can strategically sacrifice a few Pokemon, right, then you can come back from anything.
Yeah. And once you start the sweeping on your end, then that's when they got to make the comeback. But, it's...
Pokemon sounds crazy fun, but Rumor has it we have a league starting here in Coleman, locally.
Go League or just no, oh like yeah, never mind. We talked about that.
Yeah, there's apparently going to be a trading card game / any of the video game league starting soon.
At what, Valhalla?
Yeah, Valhalla Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah, some pretty cool person starting that, I'm pretty sure. I don't know who she is.
Just a rumor I heard.
Well, yeah. She doesn't really go out very often, is what I heard, so she doesn't know a lot of people.
Yeah. I heard she likes to stay anonymous on podcasts, so.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. But there's going to be lots.
We try to watch what we say on here.
There's going to be lots of new.
No, we don't.
No. Pokemon.
It's called sarcasm, dickwad.
We watch it. We just don't do much about it.
No.
We observe.
We
don't interfere.
Our old poster where it said our mothers are disappointed is actually accurate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was no lie.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the Pokemon trading card game on the Game Boy.
It's very meta sounding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take a real life game and make a video game.
Pokemon, the trading card game, the Game Boy game.
/ the cartoon, or in the movies.
Yeah.
This pretty much is a complete recreation of the basic set.
It was a pretty faithful card game.
It dabbles a little bit into Fossil and Jungle. If you're familiar with the original Pokemon trading card game, it dabbles into that, but not much. The whole point of the game is it's set up just like a Pokemon game, graphics-wise. You walk from town to town, gym to gym, building to building, and instead of just dueling Pokemon, you duel your decks. And you fight for, if you win, you get booster packs. You can buy booster packs.
So the card game's in the game?
Yes. Oh. It is literally.
See, basically now it's trading card game online, which is the big deal. This was the original.
That's the meta you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you really need a heavier mic like his. Very echoey.
Is that better?
That is way better. Do we need to pause it?
It's gonna
maybe not.
I'm going to pause it. Hold on. Bear with us. Unpause.
But you walk around, you compete for booster packs. All the gyms and everything have leaders.
Can you make them cry and reconsider life like Brandon did?
No. It really misses out on the savory little details, such as self-hatred due to playing a card game. It's, I mean, there's not really anything to say about it other than if you've played the Pokemon card game, it is literally exactly that. Except
if you're like me
in Game Boy format.
And you really enjoy the original card game versus the new, way overpowered, way more insane version.
It's the way to go.
That's pretty much the only way you're going to play it.
It's actually a pretty fairly priced game, too.
Is it?
You can get it, I think you can get it in box complete for like $35-$40.
Okay.
If you're a completionist. You can get it with just the box and game for like $20.
Okay.
It doesn't go for much. The card that actually came in it that I no longer have is actually the hard part of it to find.
I like the hard parts.
I bet you do.
Aside from the obvious, what can you play Game Boy Color games on?
Game Boy Advance, first one?
That's right. Game Boy Advance.
Not the SP.
No DS?
No.
No.
Mm.
So, Game Boy Color.
You can play Game Boy Advance games on the first DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the second, the lights, you can still play.
Really?
Yes.
You can. I'm pretty sure it's out on WiiWare, too.
Oh, okay.
I think you can get it on 3DS and Wii. Huh. U, I believe. I'm not 100% on that. So
I don't think so on the 3DS. Because I know it's not in the shop, because I'm not sure. Scouting Pokemon
I know you
stuff.
Could get it at one point in time, but I think it may only have been out like when they re-released Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Now, I know they have a 100% discount on RealmHustler.com.
They do. So you can also emulate. Or you can dig up your old set of Pokemon cards and all your dead friends now and try to play it again. You can go on down to Bed Bath & Beyond and find a delightful little enchantment to bring your dead friends back.
Even if just for a Pokemon game.
Yep. That's about it, though.
We can talk about some Pokemon Go now.
Yeah, it's all Pokemon all evening.
It's Pokemania.
Yeah, it is quite the phenomenon that has swept the nation. It is, Nintendo going.
I knew it was going to be big. I didn't see it being as big as it was.
I totally agree.
On the way here, no kidding, I've literally seen, had to be 100, 125 kids in Depot Park in the middle of town.
Well, it's not even kids. Like, I really haven't seen that many kids. It's all
adults.
20-something-year-olds and 30-something-year-olds.
Is it just me, or does Depot Park look like a dick if you look at it above?
It is.
So, okay, in this game, it shows you a map. Like, your character is on an avatar that's basically a map. Does it look like a dick in the game?
I never looked at Depot Park.
I have a really good...
On Google Maps, it looks like a dick.
Ask me afterwards. I have a good story about that I could tell you about. That due to legal issues, I don't know what all I can say about.
The podcast has limits, everyone. You heard it here first.
There's always one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Now, being here where we are, I knew it was going to be popular. Facebook made it popular. But here, Sundays, there's never anyone out on a Sunday. So when we drive by Depot Park at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday, and there's like 50 or 60 people walking around.
It was raining the other day, and there were still people out there.
They were still there.
There were people walking, like crossing the street, playing at 5:30 this morning when I went to work.
Damn, at 5:30 in the morning?
Fucking dedication is all I can tell you.
I will say, I'll just go ahead and say I'm not very favorable to the game for different reasons. The illogical reason, I'm just completely honest with it. I'm bitter about it for two reasons. One is, like, every church has a Pokestop, just about.
That's because of Ingress.
Well, we used to catch a lot of flack for playing Pokemon.
Exactly. Churches,
by churches
frown upon Pokemon here. So much. I got so much shit.
Evolution?
Yeah, evolution was a big part of it.
And Wizards of the Coast is involved, Pokemon. Right?
Huh?
Wizards of the Coast
is. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
On the card game.
They made Magic the Gathering.
And D&D.
They?
I mean,
so,
screwed up.
I've had many lectures and derogatory remarks from Christians growing up from that. And now, like, they're totally cool with the Pokestops because it's bringing in the youngins. I'm kind of bitter about that. And two is, like, 100% of the assholes that made fun of me and Lyle for playing Pokemon as kids
are now the people playing this shit.
I am completely with you here. I have lived Pokemon for 20 years now, and I've gotten quite a bit of slack, like, flack for it or whatever. People, oh, that's a child's game, or, oh, that's so nerdy. And then those same people on Facebook and stuff are like, oh, I'm team so-and-so, I just caught all this stuff. And
yeah,
like,
I'll tell you how you point those people out. They're the ones that are like, I just caught a Pikachu, that's the best one, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, now, I play Pokemon Go, and I don't know shit about Pokemon, so...
Well, a lot of these guys
we see that are posting, though, about how much they love this game is the same motherfuckers that threw basketballs at us while we were playing it in school.
Yeah.
They'd make fun of you, and then now, to hear them tell it, oh... They're just Pokemon masters. They know all about Pokemon. And I look at them like, if you only knew. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to burn your fucking house down.
Pretty much. If I knew where they lived, I mean, I could figure it out. But seriously, revenge. Oh.
That's one thing that's really kind of made me a little iffy about the whole thing. Because I have it as well. So I don't completely hate it. I mean, it's...
I don't completely hate it either. But.
It's okay to hate it, guys.
Well, it is what it is, though. It's like, you know, a lot of these people are like, oh my god, like, I love playing these in-depth video games. And I'm like, that's not a fucking in-depth video game. I know a girl that literally posted that earlier that was like, it's finally time they come out with a video game that pretty much emulates, reflects real life. And I'm like, that goes to... show you right there that you have not played a fucking video game other than this here recently. Every game that comes out now is pretty much a sandbox fucking game.
My biggest problem with it is its lack of depth. And the way I put it on Facebook, the way I'll put it here, it's essentially a Facebook click form game where they replace hassling your friends with invitations with walking and hassling your friends with Pokemon spam. That's all it's been so far.
But, you know, at least it really has, like, already they're talking about how It's gotten people out of the house. It's helped people with agoraphobia, with anxiety,
yeah,
and things like that. And that's good. I mean, oh, yeah, if anything, any that's good for society.
And even though that, like, I'm bitter about the part that the people who made fun of me are now, like, the cool kids with it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, like, the stigma's gone. My kids don't have to go through that.
So Pokemon Go is healing the world.
Yes, it is.
Geekiness, well, frankly, and innocent, sadly, gaming. It's becoming kind of a hipstery thing.
Oh, yeah. It
is. Retro gaming as a whole to me.
And yeah, it's taken the turn. I've been talking
about this a lot for the past few weeks because I kind of really got to the point where I've just been here lately. I'm like, do I even want to fuck with collecting anymore? I love it, but there's so many people doing the shit now. It's just not enjoyable. Even people that I've... Nathan Earl, fuck you if you're listening to this. I'm talking about you, buddy. One of my closest friends, I've got to the point where I'm just like, I could choke you to death. You snapping motherfucker. Because, you know, and me and him, we've had the same discussion, you know. But it's no longer fun to, like, work together and try to collect. Because it's all about, like, oh, man. This motherfucker's at work. This guy's got PlayStation 2 games for $1 a piece. I'm going to offer him 50 cents for every one of them. You know, that kind of deal. Like, not giving anybody a fair shot at anything. It's all backstabbing and shit now, a lot of it, because...
Overly competitive.
There's just... I could do a whole fucking episode on ranting about the things wrong with retro gaming. But I still enjoy it. And I've been tossing back about collecting, but the Pokemon Go thing, I think, is... kinda gonna throw more shade on my side of the fence, because all these people, like we were saying, that don't know jack shit about Pokemon, don't know jack shit about Nintendo or video games, they're gonna be more inclined now possibly to be like, oh, let's get a Game Boy.
Yeah, I was
let's
telling get these old the other day that games. I don't have a Game Boy.
Let's drop the
I need
price
to get my
up
hands
for
on one now before it spikes up.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
It's a possibility. You know, Pokemon games already $40-$50
range. Yeah, they've kept
now.
The retail value about this entire time.
And that's one of my fears with it. But there's a flip side and a pro side, as you know, with everything. I'm glad that it's getting more people into it, but at the same time, I'm like, it's fine that you're getting into this, but like, don't go buying up all the fucking Nintendos and Game Boys and every copy of Pokemon you come across, you know.
As a retro collector, I can totally see that side of things, but I'm also worried about the future of gaming, too, because the way developers are going to interpret this.
Oh, yeah.
The direction Nintendo's going to go. We don't know what the NX is at this point, but I know that Nintendo's thinking about putting out some kind of controller for smartphone games or something.
But even with something like Pokemon, is every single game that's come out, it's gotten... I don't know if better is the right word, but more, say the last game, you could walk diagonally.
It's more robust,
that's fantastic.
I guess you could say. There's more features.
Well, it became 3D, and it became to where you had more of an ability to walk in circles if you want.
Or be a girl.
Sit down. Well, you could be a girl for years now, but now you can customize it.
I thought they were always confused about that.
Well, only a few professors are a little confused about that.
And a lot of times, their grandson was named like Asshole or Dick, something like that. Yeah.
Why would they name their kid that? That's
I don't terrible. Know.
Gary fucking Oak.
God damn you, Gary. Just had like PTSD flashbacks of Gary. Bastard.
But yeah, one thing, I'll go ahead and list my biggest bitch about this game. It's not the catching. I know they simplified catching. I'm cool with it because I understand it's a cell phone game. You want to catch quickly because you don't want to be stuck.
Quickly, man, I've thrown so many damn balls and missed Pidgeys. Fuck that. It's not quick sometimes.
Yeah, but have you tried to catch like a legendary Pokemon without a Master Ball?
No.
I guarantee you it took longer than you did Pidgeys.
Yes.
So, because do you know how to catch them in the original games?
I don't know shit about the original games.
No, he's never played any of the original games.
You beat them into submission, but you got to make sure you don't
wear
kill
them down.
Because that's the thing, you'll get your life down to a sliver where you can barely see the life bar. And then you can have a good chance of catching them with a Pokeball. So that took some thought and effort into it. Like, well, I want to use my big attack first, but if I use it a second time, I might kill them. So I might have to wear them down.
And then every once in a while, you'll get that critical hit. And you're like, yeah. I got to restart the game.
It's immediately off.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely simplified for this, and I'm cool with that. There's no trading, but they said they're going to do that, so I'll give them a pass there. The battery drainage and all that stuff, I'll give them a pass. I realize they're working on limitations of keeping this game working on a plethora of different devices.
Well, the battery drain was always bad in Ingress. I was not surprised at all that it was terrible in Pokemon.
I mean, GPS drains your battery. So
well, nothing drains it like Ingress and Pokemon Go. Yeah. I've never seen a battery drain as fast as playing those games.
Right, because, I mean, it's the GPS plus many more layers added on top of it.
And you got your screen. Like, if you're in the middle of the day, you want it up as high as, you know, as bright as you can get and stuff. It's, and it's, like, hot as hell over here at where we're at right now. And my phone overheats.
It's not good for lithium batteries at all.
Yeah.
So I give him a pass. I understand the difficulties behind that, but I cannot forgive is the battle system.
Have you not battled yet?
Have you battled?
Dodging is about as useless as it can be.
It is. This combat compared to the original Pokemon games is like the combat of World of Warcraft compared to, like, I don't know, Prince of Persia or something. You know, it's just mindless clicking. You're just tapping your phone. And sometimes swapping compared to the well thought out strategy game. And this is one of the few games that would have translated perfectly to mobile.
I agree with you on that. I really think they should have kept like the four move system where you can pick and it's turn based.
And I understand that they want to keep it, you know, quote unquote mobile. You don't want to be stuck one place for long, but if you're battling, like, you need to be invested in that moment. You don't want to be battling somebody while you're driving down the road or something. So
the most exciting thing about the battles right now is when it lags out, then I'm like, oh my god, they're at one hit point and they won't die, so I'm going to dodge a whole bunch and then, like, keep trying my special.
I've took out like three gym leaders, but I couldn't kill them because of that shit. So that also killed it for me as the bugs. I'm forgiven of bugs if they're temporary, and I understand that they kind of are in a bind right now because they didn't see this being quite as successful as it is. So if they were to rework the battle system, I'd be all on board with this. But I don't see it, because at this point, they would be stupid to change it, because it's such a runaway success. Why you don't mess with that?
Yeah, but at the same time, to really test something, you have to release it out in the public to see what people think.
Their beta test was a joke. I mean, who releases a game on that scale and only releases it to a small amount and then see their servers were way overloaded? Like, maybe if you would have released that beta out to a little bit more people that signed up for it, because I know they did, then you would see that your servers were not prepared for that kind of crap.
I could not play. He could. I could not play for the first 2 days because the servers were down.
Mm-hmm. The first time I tried logging on, to no avail for like 4 or 5 hours.
Well, yeah,
I was like, good thing I didn't pay for it. Every 10 minutes.
No shit.
Because it was fucking frustrating.
The other major gripe I have about it is the progression system in the game. And I understand that they want to funnel you into a way that you spend money. But given the simplistic battle system it is almost pay to win. It comes down to who spent the most time or money on their account.
Yeah. Well, time is good. Money, not so much.
Well,
time
if you start investing in incenses and Pokeballs and that stuff, like on mine, I've pretty much hit a wall where I can progress if I just ride around and get Pokestops all day.
But that's exactly what Ingress was. That's what the game is supposed to be, is riding around to Pokestops, getting out and seeing places.
Well, it probably should be walking around to Pokestops.
Yeah, around here, they're too far apart to walk. So you have to route around, and even then, the rate of return per hour is miserable compared to what you need to compete.
That's true.
So
spend that hard-earned dollar on this so-called free game.
Yeah, it is essentially pay to win, except there is the outlet that you could spend a ridiculous amount of time and compete with the paying players.
That's one thing they never did in Ingress. You can't buy anything. It's completely free.
Huh. I still haven't played that game any.
Well, my love for it kind of died, even though I just reached level 8. But There's no resistance players here locally. I was hoping Pokemon Go would change that. So if you're interested out there, you know, and you listen to this.
That's another thing. I've seen some people trying to be all super hipster about the Pokemon Go. Like, oh, I loved Pokemon Go when it was Ingress. I'm like, bet you didn't even know what Ingress was before this.
Another thing, he just talked about the resistance and Ingress. One thing that I'm not super keen on is the teams. Because frankly, in the episodes and games, there was always the enemy teams, Team Rocket, Team Magma, Team Aqua. We're the bad guys.
We need a Team Rocket.
We're the teams. Mm-hmm. And some people are taking their teams a little too seriously.
Well, that's only to be expected. It was that way in Ingress, too. The two sides hate each other. Yes,
but each of the Pokemon Go teams are one of the legendary birds, which are all supposed to live in harmony with Lugia. But instead, everyone's, like, getting very almost violent sometimes.
Well, hey, it's kind of like real life nowadays.
Yeah. We're gangs. We've just created Pokemon gangs, and this is how it ends.
I don't think... there might be a kernel of truth to it, but, you know, as these things go, it's probably blown out of proportion. But I've always heard, or from what I've seen, Team Valor is, like, the worst.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't say it's the worst. I have a lot... In fact, most all of my friends who play the game are Team Valor.
They're just very proud.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay to be proud of your team. And in fact, it fits with the definition of Team Valor. Like, that's fine. But what's not fine is when they're specifically not really making fun of, but going after Instinct or Mystic.
No, that's fine. I think friendly competition's just fine. No, you just gotta keep the friendly part in there.
They're just being mean. They're being douchebags.
Well, it's, you know, it's a web-based thing. Of course there's gonna be dicks out there. I think that narrative-wise, the Pokemon with the three teams, they're not... The leaders, when you choose a team, they're not like, we don't like another team. They're just... You can view fighting at another gym as just training your Pokemon and showing, you know, that you're the very best.
Best there ever was.
Yes, the best there ever was.
That's how it should be. But there's been a lot of people, especially here, over Facebook, and just walking around, who... just take it a little too seriously.
Yeah, there is a Fuck Team Mystic Facebook group out there, so whoever created that, fuck you, eat
and
a bag of dicks.
There's a lot of people who were...
My God.
Just being real, real dicks.
See, I don't understand. Like, one of my favorite MMOs is The Secret World, and it's got a three-faction setup. I mean, that dog tag right there, I'm in the Illuminati. I'm a certified member of the Illuminati. But, you know, I don't go around in game just shitting on the other factions, you know?
Well, that's one thing about MMOs. Whenever there's, like, pick a team, we were talking earlier about the Blade and Soul or whatever.
Yeah.
One of the issues I had is you have to pick a team. I picked a team and then just kept getting player killed. People would just gang up and kill you.
That's one of the downsides of all that shit.
But part of the freedom of it, too.
I did enjoy that in real life.
And the chaos and order. Are you talking about not just getting killed at any time, but getting killed and dry looted at
and getting
any time.
All of your stuff taken?
Yes. So that game was brutal as fuck. I love it though.
Yeah, but it was new then. I mean, I don't know if that belongs in every game. Certainly not Pokemon.
It doesn't. You know, even today, I haven't played Ultima in a while. I've had the itch to get back into it, but you know, being a working adult, like I definitely don't want to get on a game every day and risk having all my work done in the game removed from me by some asshole. So,
yeah.
There's a time and a place for it.
Of course, in a way, that may has actually bled into real life. There's been several instances already
robbery.
Of people being mugged while playing Pokemon.
Honestly,
Go.
I thought that was brilliant and hilarious, even if sad. I wouldn't have thought of that myself.
What now? I'm missing out on something.
You have to be a pretty good criminal to think that shit up. Be like,
oh, people luring
Let's lure
people
here and fuck them.
Oh, we know they have cell phones.
They at least have good smartphones.
Well, there's a lot of these people who they worked during the day and have other things, and so they will be out at all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. Already on Facebook, people are talking about being out in town at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock in the morning. Walking around or driving around.
Yeah.
And here it's not so bad. But especially in other areas, that's just not smart.
No, it's fine. Pokemon's going to cure the world. These criminals are going to figure out that once we can trade Pokemon, they're just going to level the shit out of their Pokemon and sell them for a major profit.
Well, what they want to trade is
I give you three Charizards for a line of code.
Deal, my man.
Is that Pokecoke?
It's just crazy.
Pokemon.
Give me a Poke 8 ball of Coke.
And of course, already people have tried to create stories of Pokemon deaths.
One was going around today,
but it was discredited. Of course, there was that girl day one who found a dead body.
I didn't say that. That was actually true.
Yeah, that was true. She was walking around the water catching Pokemon and found a body. That's going to give you a good thought.
But did she capture it? That's the real question.
You can take photographs with them.
Yeah.
Just like this, so it's kind of like a squirtle. Fucking weedle coming out of its mouth.
No, there's a haunter above it just floating there. I'd be like, I can't. Nope.
Yeah, it would suck to like wake up in the middle of the night because your phone's buzzing and you like
you've accidentally taken the soul of somebody.
No, you just like look around in your room and there's some Pokemon in the corner of the room.
Well, it was talking about with the bracelets coming out. You know, even when your phone's not on, the bracelet will buzz.
Yeah,
when you're around Pokemon. So for a while on the internet, everyone's talking about, isn't that going to be terrifying when it buzzes? You pick your phone up and there's like a Mr. Mime in the corner, smiling at you.
I really want to see this like go the direction of the movie They Live. Like, you use your phone and you start seeing these horrific fucking Pokemon about to eviscerate you.
Who's a Pokemon?
Who's a Pokemon?
In fact, taking the system for Pokemon Go, that would be an interesting idea of like putting zombies or horrific, like a they've terror done it. Game.
No, they've done it. They've done zombie
as a game
AR.
Just like this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. See, that'd be fine.
They've even got one where it's audio only. You just wear your headphones and walk around. And
that's another slot gripe. Nice. I'm very forgiving of, but another slot gripe is the AR aspect of Pokemon Go. I understand the difficulties behind it. It's extremely difficult to get the ratios right to the background because it's really hard to get a computer to read what, you know, a tree is or a brick wall or something. But, like, I've caught pincers, you know, big, gigantic-ass Pokemon that are the size of a Coke can on my desk in relation to the background. So, when I played it, I prefer to play with AR off. You can turn it off, and they're, like, in grassy fields.
Yeah, I turn it off.
And it centers the Pokemon, too, so you're not flailing about.
And AR, that part drains your battery even more.
Yeah.
It wants to use your camera. I think a lot of the reason
the AR is on there is it exists for like a photo op.
Yeah, that's what I lost it for. I was in the hospital over the weekend, so I've taken, while my friend is having a baby behind me, I was taking pictures of Pokemon in the hospital, just chilling.
That was a big target audience, is the social media crowd. Mm-hmm. That's why
to spread that game around, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the reasons it's probably successful.
Yep.
Like, because I saw a Pokemon on some stripper's ass.
Sweet.
That cracked me up. I saw that on the internet.
What kind of Pokemon?
It was a Magikarp. And it was flopping
around on her ass.
And what the guy was saying was, come on, Magikarp, can't you see I'm in the middle of something?
Nuts. Somebody's going to be at their grandpa's funeral and find the fucking...
We talked about people trying to go into funerals and stuff like that just to catch Pokemon. And we're like, watch, it's going to be like Ghastly or Haunter, one of the ghost-type Pokemon over the casket.
Like right over the casket.
I don't know. If one of my loved ones died, and I see this random douchebag coming with a smartphone in front of him catching Pokemon, he's about to catch a fist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the Pokemon he's catching.
But, all five fingers. Like, stuff like this may happen already. People have tried to walk into private businesses.
Mm-hmm.
People have been in others' backyards.
Well, yeah. When I was playing Ingress, you know how Coleman has all of these things in Depot Park? They throw these events, and they had face painting one day, and I took my daughter up there, and she had her face painted like Pikachu, and I wanted to go do some Ingress. It was just her and I, so I went down to Hansville at their post office, and unlike the Pokemon Go, with Ingress, you actually have to walk around the site. Like, you have to attack the resonators that are around the point. And so I was walking around this post office, right? And then I start walking back to my car where my daughter's waiting for me. And the police stop me before I get in the car. And they're like, what are you doing here? They just called the police on you. And, you know, I'm just like,
and
oh,
I told
it's
him before this, we were having problems with the game, and I told him, I said, you need to stop because you're going to wind up getting the cops called on you.
Yeah,
and when
I'm
you
like,
do, you will be sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm just attacking this point for the resistance. I'm just trying to blow up these resonators. And
get
he was like,
Homeland Security, get the fuck down.
If you were darker in skin color, it might have turned differently for you.
Right. Now, but he looked in the car and see my face, or my daughter's face is painted like Pikachu, and he's
now,
just like, what?
Saying her face was painted like Pikachu, she got home and I was like, oh my, what is that?
Yeah,
like,
they did a terrible job.
It was terrifying.
Like Pennywise from
Yeah.
She looked more like Coward, the Cowardly Lion.
If I was taking a nap and she had woken me up, I would have punched her in the throat straight away.
It was pretty creepy. It was the worst Pokemon painting ever.
It was so scary. But yeah, he called me. He said, so I just got stopped by the police, and already I was like, I'm going to stab you when you get home.
Nice.
I swear.
Yeah. Yeah, so be careful out there, folks, and you're playing Pokemon Go.
Use some sense.
Yeah, don't
and
break into anybody's house
to what
or anything.
You're doing. I've already met one person who has been in an automobile accident while playing Pokemon Go.
It tells you when you boot up the game.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Be careful of your surroundings.
Yeah. There's a Gyarados about to maul you.
It says that on
yeah,
the
Yeah, that dude's about
too.
To walk right up into the Gyarados on the boot up screen like a dumbass.
What's going to happen is, and just watching people in Depot Park and stuff, is they just look straight at their phone and walk. They're going to wind up walking in front of a car.
I've had some do that to me. I've had jaywalkers just walk out in front of me like I'm not even there.
Teach them to listen with your bumper.
I would if this was Korean, and I was in I was a taxi driver.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. Even you know, playing with my daughter, when she's playing, that phone is in her face. I'm like, pay attention to where you're walking,
because
she's already walked into a few different things. But I'm like,
that's normal for her.
Well, yeah, it's different with kids. Though. Kids for kids. My kids do that without a cell phone in front of them. Yeah, you know, but as so happy as our society is, I only imagine it's a matter of time before someone files a lawsuit. You know, I got in a car wreck because of Pokemon Go. Where's Alexander Shinarara?
I think what's going to happen is some of these parents that get their kids these phones with Pokemon Go and all that, it's going to get their fucking data bill eventually. There's going to be some parent out there whose kid's going to run up a $10,000 fucking bill.
Not just
playing
data.
Pokemon Go.
Buying Pokeballs
well, yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. Transaction wise, they're going
straight up. My kid, I did not put any form of payment on her phone
that's
whatsoever.
Smart. My stepson's computer, he has Steam on it. If he buys things on Steam, he gets a Steam card.
Yeah.
Don't ever leave them that power, because they might not, even if they're innocent, they might not realize what they're doing.
Oh yeah, I have seen it time and time again.
One of the best things about the Pokemon Go, though, is I really like how it creates this community, not just here, but everywhere. You know, people are coming together because of a video game, and that hasn't happened in this scale in, I think, a long time. And I really like seeing that kind of thing happen.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, walking around town here, and I never leave the house, really, but I met maybe 10 people. Talked to them. Hey, what team are you? What Pokemon do you have? Just normal little chit-chat is incredibly easy in this setting, which is nice for people who may not socially be very good at that.
Yeah. That's the social aspect of it. I mean, that is... It you know, it beats sitting on a headset, sitting in front of a TV talking to your buddy, actually...
Well,
you do get sunlight.
Yelling obscenities at some anonymous person across the internet.
They've already started meetups. Like, this weekend on Friday at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens is a huge Pokemon Go meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Up at the Space Center in Huntsville, if you bring your phone with Pokemon Go, you get a much cheaper admission price on certain days. Things like that. Businesses are cashing in.
That's smart of them.
I don't blame them.
I'll
ride
me some
wave.
I'll me some space in Rocket Center. I might just not uninstall my game yet just to use that.
You're going to get hooked.
Yep. I got a little bit of a good old tip for everyone, though. If you're an Android user, not a heathen Apple user.
Yeah, I think heathen Apple's users.
You can get the Google Rewards app and do surveys to get free money for the Play Store and buy you some Pokeballs and whatever.
I do love that app.
I've gotten books. I play Otome games, which are basically anime boy dating sims and stuff.
We're going to be talking about some stuff like that on episode 69.
Oh, yep. Well, I can play 10 at a time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Obsession. Like, I have a bit of a problem. I try to control it, though. But Google surveys, yeah, that comes in handy, because then it's not going to show up that I've been buying all these stories or making this one guy love me a little more with candies or whatever.
Candies go a long way.
Yeah.
Candy makes you dandy.
Love me. I spent 10 hours...
I don't know if I can link my my Google credits to Go, but I'm sure there's a way to.
As long as you're sign-in...
It's a Google-based sign-in.
Yeah, then use that same sign-in for your Google Rewards.
So our Nintendo Pokemon folks that sign in with their Nintendo accounts, they're not able to do that?
I can still do it, because I think you can link it somehow. Yeah, no, okay. It's all through the store. Yeah. It'll go straight through the store. Whatever you purchase on your phone, it'll give you an option of, do you want to use your survey credits? And you just say, yes, you do. You want that to go towards it. And it's done.
Cool. Good tip, Brandon. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to hook the masses up, man.
Yeah. Give y'all the pokey hookup. Well, does that wrap us up for Pokemon Goes?
I think so.
Yeah.
Until the question of the week.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we're going back to it. Instead of a hot and steamy, bringing a new segment, we're going to bring you from time to time. Because, you know, we are an Alabama-based podcast. We're
southern as fuck around here.
We encounter strange individuals around here that are unique to Alabama. So we're going to start bringing you some true tales from Alabama.
So despairing sounding.
Yes.
I can smell the unemployment from here.
So many food stamps.
So many.
Yeah. Many a week ago, I went to Chinese buffet here.
Oh, I love the story.
Yeah. And I was by myself. And I was getting near the end of my course. You know, I'm a fat ass. I'll admit that. And I was... That stuff in the face.
So far, the theme music fits.
Yeah.
When you are a fat guy and you go to the Chinese buffet, it's literally like a drug.
It's Nirvana. Rush.
Yeah. You get like the kick off a cokehead gets off of a line.
Yeah, but the buffets here in Texas, there are so many Chinese buffets, and I could shame my ancestors going to a buffet here. I don't want food poisoning. Nope. Not me.
It's a worthy risk.
Yeah. I agree.
If you got to go out.
Yeah. Go out swinging.
Yeah. Anyways,
crippled over.
This family, if you could call them that, comes in. One of them looks kind of normal. One fairly chunky girl. Then she's about our age. There's a guy there about our age as well. He had straight blonde hair, probably shoulder length, but he hadn't brushed it in 3 years, so it was all over the place. He looked like he's trying to be a Pokemon professor almost, like in a game, because you know how their hair is just fucking all over the place, like cartoony professor. He looked like, Morty? His face was full of piercings. Now, there's nothing wrong with piercings, but this guy's piercings weren't right. Like, he had gotten to, like, a back alley body modification contest with Pinhead and lost. Like, all of them were in the wrong spots. Like, his eyebrow ring was, like, an inch to the right of his eyebrow. Just none of it looked right. And,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, it looked like he got bored and did this himself. Then the older man, I'm assuming it's the father, I don't know. He just, typical redneck, really, ginger. You know something's wrong there. But this lady, like I said, I'm fat. But this lady was the fattest person I've ever seen in my life. And she came in. Do you know those little, like, I want to call them like a chair with wheels on it. Like,
it's like the scooter you ride when you got a broke leg.
It's not a scooter. It's like the kind of, it's like a little, Willie type deal that you put a broken leg on and you walk, you hobble around with. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, it's like a walker almost with the
A walker with like a seat in it almost. Yeah. She had one of these.
The dog in The Secret Life of Pets was in something like that, right?
Not quite.
Well, she had, you know, normally you would like lean on this and you walk with it kind of like a walker, or you put a bum limb in it or something like that. She had her gut in it.
Oh my God.
Wheeling her gut around. Spilling out all sides of it. She sits down in a chair, and like on either side of the chair is a whole me. You know, I'm here, I'm like this 300-pound fat ass.
I just imagine.
There's an entire me on either side of this chair of hers. She was gorgeous. She put Jabba the Hutt to shame.
I just imagine like Silly Putty falling off the.
Yes. She was an undulating mound of flesh.
A gelatinous cube, if you will.
Yes.
Chibbling mouther, at least.
And she gets this plate at this particular Chinese restaurant that had essentially knockoff McNuggets. They look the exact same shape and flavor. I mean, it's probably the same exact things, not from McDonald's, from their supplier.
They don't have as much paint slime in them as the
McDonald's
version.
They gave them a good run for their money.
Do they taste like chicken McNuggets?
Yes, they do.
I need to find this buffet.
I'm on board.
At every Chinese buffet you'll go to, those nuggets are there.
Yeah, but chicken McNuggets?
No, they look exactly like them.
Yep. Same shapes, the boots.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She got a plate mounted over. I mean, like, chicken nuggets were falling off it as she was walking to the table. And she sits down and she starts talking to her family about how she remembers back when we lived in Holly Pond, I'd use my food stamps to buy 6 or 7 pounds, sometimes more, every week of these. And I'm just over here, like, trying to not laugh, just gritting my teeth, like, Sprite is spraying out of my nose. I'm trying so hard to not laugh about this. And, at that point, I just had to get up. I didn't quite stuff my fat ass as much as I wanted to, because it was about...
You're like, that's going to be me in 5 years if I keep going.
Lost my
fuck
appetite.
All of that.
Great way to end a buffet. I think the Chinese people hired you to make me like...
Yeah, one of those employees' daughters or sons did not get to go to college because of this woman. Like, she put a hurting on.
That person walks in and you just see all their faces fall.
They're all like watching out of the windows of the buffet when the car comes pulling up and it just starts playing like the old school like Gojira music.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. You know? Like, it's like, oh my God.
It's happening again. If they had the price of their buffet on like a gas meter, you just see it start ticking up as soon as she gets in the parking lot.
Like the fucking, it's like in the cartoons, like the spinner just starts smoking
the rotary process. So yeah, this has been a true tale from Alabama. These are the type of people you run into.
If Chinese buffet was oil, her gut would be a Rockefeller. Just like, yes. That was a pretty good analogy.
But yeah,
that's a true tale from Alabama.
Come to Alabama if you want to see such people.
Need to find a like buffet near Talladega sometime. Just go just to see what shows up there.
Buffets and courthouses, you'll see the oddest people.
Oh, I got to go to the courthouse a few weeks ago to apply for my passport. And what I didn't know was the day I picked was courthouse day or whatever. And that was an experience.
Really?
Yes.
I imagine.
There was this one guy who, he's in front of me, and here everyone's going through the door and everything, and you would think he would hold the door open. He opens it, looks at me, and just keeps walking. And mind you, he doesn't...
What a
like,
dick.
Well, he made eye contact with me, and immediately I'm like, oh, you're like on meth or something, right away. Because he like started like kind of scratching his arm, and I'm like, oh, you shouldn't be here. This is not where you want to be.
See, that is one Pokemon that you can actually catch in Coleman, Alabama, is the elusive meth dragon.
Yes.
We have those in a rather horrifying amount of numbers.
Speaking of courthouses and odd running ins, too, I recently got my license renewed, like just the other day, and I ran into the Well, I didn't run into them. I saw them and avoided them very swiftly. I rolled a 20 on my hide check. The same person who I destroyed in Pokemon many years ago, in that sense, has become very fluid in things.
I don't think fluid's the word for it.
Well, it's the word I'm using. So
I just don't want to think about that in fluids. Sorry.
Yeah, so that was a close call. But yeah,
I'm glad you D20'd that shit.
We had a question of the week we need to get to. The question of the week that we asked was, how do you imagine the first death from Pokemon Go?
When's the first fucker going to drop dead from Pokemon Go?
My personal answer to this was either it's going to be a black dude that gets the cops called on him, like I did at the post office, and gets shot and killed, or it's going to be a white kid in a bad part of town and end up getting shot. So somebody's getting shot, that's the way I'm going with it.
I straight up think it's just going to be walking right in front of a semi.
I think it's probably going to be tomorrow when I probably hit one of them on my way to work.
You're going to be the first.
I hope not, but knowing my fucking luck.
It's chicken truck that goes through Coleman, because he goes through the warehouse district really fast. It's going to be the chicken truck.
So many Pidgeys. Yeah. How ironic.
How bad would it suck, though, to die over Pokemon? You're like, if heaven is real and you get there, they're just like, congratulations, retard. You know, you're going to hell for being an idiot.
It's like when, years ago, when I was at my skinniest, I lost like a lot of weight playing Dance Dance Revolution. And, but I was so ashamed of it. I told my friend, I gave him the key to my apartment, and I was like, you come in and I've killed over from a heart attack playing this game,
you get rid of this.
Yeah, take the dance mat and leave.
Hey,
I don't want this on my. I don't
bomb.
Want.
Never mind all the odd types of porn and lube.
Oh, get I don't care about DDR that. In fact, it would only seem suspicious if that wasn't there. So,
yeah, that's true.
In fact, put some Vaseline in my hand and let them think it was that.
Yes. I died a happy man. I don't want it on my tombstone, but I died from DDR.
Get caught jerking off dead.
When DDR is the one thing that you would think was most suspicious. Like in my house, I look around and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have way too much Monster Girl, like memorabilia from Japan. No one needs to come in here. My waifu pillow is, you know, sitting on the
side. Oh, really? You got those?
No, she doesn't have a waifu pillow.
But I have been begging for one. But the one I want is over $800 because it's 32 feet long.
Yeah, you're not getting that. Sorry.
Well, it's because it's a Monster Girl.
I'll be your waifu pillow,
I guess. But you don't have the best part.
Okay. And what's the answer to the question of the week?
Okay, yeah. Dustin Cash says it'll probably be by some two kids who were fighting in the game over a gym. One of the kids will get pissed and actually decide to fight the other kid in real life. His inner rage over how his Bulbasaur couldn't beat his friend's Charmander begins to overtake him. He blacks out in a blind rage and finally comes to realizing his friend is now dead.
I appreciate the amount of depth in the explanation of this.
I like those kind of answers better than some of these others. Like, I could see that. Like, I've almost been in that situation, except it wasn't Pokemon.
Carrie Lansford said, probably fall off of a bridge or cliff or etc.
Ashley Hagel says, some idiot will walk out into traffic. Always carry an on-playing friend to watch out for you. I do. Or you can just look up from your phone every now and then.
Yeah, it's not that difficult.
This is my designated walking partner.
I mean, if you feel your phone buzz, it didn't stop. It catch.
Heath Hollis said, either. That makes no sense.
It probably means I think. Yeah. It's like an autocorrect.
Someone's going to get run over, or some car-related death, or someone's catching the last of a certain kind of Pokemon in an area and will get stabbed for it.
Oh, that would be glorious.
Yeah.
This guy got the only Mewtwo in the world.
And he gets fucking shanked like Julius Caesar 19 times. Like, sucks to be you, nerd.
My own answer, I think that this is going to become such a phenomenon. Like, everyone is going to leave their jobs, leave their stations. All the vital, necessary posts of society are abandoned.
The Pokepocalypse.
Yes, the Pokepocalypse comes upon us. Children start starving as their parents leave them to go catch Pikachus. and the whole world just comes to an end. It becomes the Mad Max Pokepocalypse, where people are riding around in buggies looking for the next gym and Pokestop, fighting over who has control for it. That's how it's going to happen.
You know how like the gamers die in like China and Korea?
Yeah.
From like sitting in the internet cafes for like 48 hours time. Some Korean kid, or some American kid, who knows, some kid somewhere may fucking walk themselves to death eventually. Oh, yeah. You know, and just...
I will say, when it comes to Pokemon, if you ever play the video games on the DS or whatever, never, ever decide to go against any Korean player you see on there. Don't do it. I made that horrible mistake, and I've never been the same. Because they take games seriously in Korea.
Yeah, they'll break into your house and kill you over in Korea. Like, if you... We've seen that. No, like...
What?
They have video game games.
Emerald was watching a documentary and on Vice. And, you know, you loop that shit on YouTube, it just goes to the next video. Well, they had one on esports. And in Korea, they were interviewing this one team. And they had a guy that was on their team they kicked off and replaced. And they had that guy arrested. He had fucking plans to, like, break into their house while... He knew what times they practiced, you know, what times they would sleep and all that shit. And he had it planned to, like, break in there and tie them up and kill all of them while they were on their downtime.
Well, in Korea, sleeping and shit. Video gamers are celebrities. They have these huge, like, how we have concerts here, they'll have StarCraft games.
Oh, yeah.
Where, for hours, these people League with, like, Legends. The really big plastic sound makers and t-shirts with the guy's face on it. It is a huge deal over there.
I don't know what kind of gamer cred you need here, but that's pretty serious.
No shit, man. Like, you end my career, I end your life.
You Zergrush me, I Zergrush your family.
Didn't you get one from Dustin Culp on your page?
No, I got one from Jason Leonard.
Okay, I thought I saw one from him somewhere.
He said, Jason Leonard said, first came Baby Metal, then came Pokemon Go. I'm telling you people right now, Japan is just planning to unleash Godzilla upon us. Mark my words.
I like all three of these things, so I'm good.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, what if Godzilla comes walking out of the ocean with Baby Metal performing on his head, and he's just carrying a little bitty cell phone playing Pokemon Go?
He did post on your page because he posted it twice.
Well, fuck me.
Yeah. Dusty Cop says, well, what's next? And I'm sure of it will be, in parentheses, Pokemon Go and chill. Haha, I can picture it now. Young girls like Mom... they'll say, Mom, can Johnny come over to play Pokemon? Sure, honey. Dad comes home from work, or Sally's in the room with Johnny.
Johnny's gonna die.
Yeah. It's hard to read because there's no punctuation. I'm sorry, Dustin. Can you make any sense of this?
I'm pulling it up.
Like, I deciphered it up to that point. And
I can picture it now. Young girl's like, okay, the young girl's like, Mom, can Johnny come over to play Pokemon? Sure, honey. Well, then Dad comes home from work. Where's Sally? In her room with Johnny. What? By herself? Calm down, George. They're just playing Pokemon.
Okay.
George walks to his daughter's door, puts his ear to it, and listens as Johnny asks Sally, can I have a peek at you? Sure, I'll give you one for a Slowpoke. And that's how dear old Dad kills Johnny.
All right.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, makes until sense. You see your Bulbasaur, and then you're like, yuck.
Okay. You went there.
That's the Pokemon that nobody picked.
Well, good luck choosing a winner. You guys got a good handful of answers.
Yeah. Oh, we got a call.
We got one more. Ricky Foster said, seeing as Steve Steverson can't play it because his girlfriend's phone can't get it, and he doesn't want to play without... the baddest Pokemon bitch alive, it will probably be death by blue Pokeballs.
Poor Steve Steverson. That really sucks.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about him.
He's legendary around here.
Yeah, he is.
I've heard he thinks so.
He's our reigning Pokemon champ.
He was the only Poke champion at good old Game Fest. So, I mean, that pretty much makes him champion of the world.
He won by a landslide, too.
Yeah. Oh, undefeated.
One of the people who answered the question said that she had been to the last Game Fest, so maybe she's a Pokemon champion.
Could be. Bill called in. He gave us an answer.
Yes.
Go, Bill. Dependable.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Bill. Sorry, it's been a while. Finally getting back around to, you know, not adulting for long enough to give you guys a jingle. As far as the Pokemon things go, what make me laugh the most is, you know, aside from seeing another person walk straight into a wall, which I've already seen at least once. As far as the death would go, though, it would be kind of funny if somebody, like, walked in the middle of a turf gang war or some shit like that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting little thing. It does have a lot of bugs, but it's amusing nonetheless. But, yeah, as far as that, I don't know. Anything is entertaining. I've seen all kinds of things already, so, you know how it goes. All right, talk to you guys later.
Pokemon Go got your ass straight in the middle of a Crips and Blood battle, apparently. Yeah.
Red or blue? Red or blue? I'm wearing blue, damn it. Oh,
who the fuck's yellow?
And no one knows who that is.
You better throw that yellow rag on
the
ground, motherfucker. I can hear it now. We ain't fucking playing out here.
Although it's obviously not going to be in this town.
Yeah, there is a lack of diversity in Coleman, Alabama, for those that don't live here.
Yeah.
Don't point out our Wikipedia page that we're a sundown town or anything. Don't do that.
I won't.
Oops. You know, don't we have another bill that talks about Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, that bill.
Pokemon was the pokey of the man in the thing where the guy comes out of the thing and he makes the ball.
That never gets old.
I wish I could make Bill the winner, but I don't know which cell he's in.
Well, it's good someone called in because we don't want the vaginas turning to stone.
Yeah.
Thank God. Or, well, actually.
Thank Bill.
Thank Bill, yeah. Thanks for saving me there. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, if you want to call the show, 682-777-GOOD or 682-777-4663. If no one calls, bad things are going to happen.
Like what?
Oh.
For those of you who haven't called the show, a warning. If you do not call, you will awaken Satan, and infants shall fall from the sky. Bears will feast on the slow and the witless. Vaginas will turn to stone. Serpents rise from the ground, fly into your sphincter and bite. Demons will travel back in time and ring your father, hell, Satan! You've been warned.
Yeah, been warned.
Thank you, Bill, for saving us from that horrible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a bad fight. For winners, I'm going to say between our two Dustins, Culp, and Cash.
That's a tough one. Hell, why don't we just mail something to each one of them?
Sure.
One hasn't won, and one of them's a brand new listener, so.
That works. Who gets Madden 95 there?
Dustin.
Yeah. Dustin gets Madden 95.
What about the other Dustin?
Dustin gets a Horcraft poster.
Oh, yeah.
The unclaimed.
Yes, it's...
I mean, should we?
Yeah, it's been unclaimed.
It's a beautiful work of art, too, let me tell you. I'm real proud of it. I will tell you this. If you would rather have another prize, it does have a very large silver appendage, we'll say.
Yeah.
On the poster. There's a big silver cock on it, so if you're offended by such things...
When you hear this, send us a message. If you don't want a poster of a massive cock, a hand-drawn cock...
With a really angry ogre warrior standing behind it.
And that will be for Dustin Cash.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dustin Cash, if you want something besides the Horcraft poster from Boner Factory Films, let us know and we'll find something else. Otherwise, that's what you got.
Indeed.
And Dustin Culp, you got the Madden 95.
That we'll customize. Sega Genesis. We'll customize for you, of course.
Well, we're going to have to post a picture of Mike's Cancervania. He just won.
Yeah, Cancervania, oh my God. Yeah, so I really hit the jackpot here. Because you're supposed to give away crap prizes, but you gave me Castlevania 2, which I just happen to love. I had this game when I was a kid. It was one of my first Nintendo games. And you have rebranded it from Blownami to be Cancervania 2, Simon's Chemo. And it has a great drawing of a chemo bag that, instead of the whip, it's like IV dripping into his arm. Great job, guys.
Dracula's in the back cheering him on. Dracula's like, come on, you can survive, you can do it.
Not to mention Night Driver, and on the back it says, well, it's better than Cancervania, and anyone who has been following the Bloodstained and Mighty No. 9 stuff might get a little bit of a reference from, well, it's better than. So, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Oh, we need a new question, and traditionally our guests do it. Do we need to throw it on pause for a second?
Yeah, pause it.
Okay, so the question of the week for this next week will be, if you could make up a Pokemon, what would it be?
Yeah, go as perverted or insane as you want. In fact, we encourage it. You're more likely to win something. Make us laugh.
Draw a picture.
Man, picture would be amazing. We'll post it on the website.
I'm going to draw a picture. I've already got a couple ideas turning.
Was you wanting to plug anything for your site and podcast?
Well, yeah, sure. I have my own podcast, the Bloodstained Community Broadcast. Bloodstained, The Ritual of the Night, is a upcoming video game by... previous Castlevania showrunner for like a decade, Koji Igarashi, known to his fans as Iga. Iga's making, you know, he's left Konami and now he's making a spiritual successor to Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And it was one of the, at the time, it was the highest Kickstarter of its time when it closed. And it's turned out really good. They had a demo that they released for it. The demo had great feedback. There's a few little things to tweak. But the demo was shown at E3. Lots of people played it. It was released to all the backers, and it got really positive reviews. So look up Bloodstained Ritual of the Night if that's something that it looks like you might be interested in. Check out bloodstainedfanforums.com and listen to my podcast where I talk to people on the development team and people who are involved in the community about Bloodstained.
All right. Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you on again to proselytize for it, because I know you didn't quite talk about it as much as you wanted to last time.
Right, yeah, I got distracted talking about Castlevania.
That's fine. There's always the next time.
There's always a barrage of things to take us off subject, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Okay. Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
It was fun.
Check us out, goodoldgamers.com, if you haven't already.
iTunes, Stitcher. Yeah.
We like them reviews.
All that jazz.
One day I'm going to update our YouTube with newer videos, but probably not.
Until then, don't get bored with our old ones.
They've got some cameras in the mail, so expect some video out of us eventually.
Nice.
You know, we've only been saying that for 3 years in a year-long podcast.
We're able to bend time like that.
Well, we learned that from the Time Lord in Atlanta.
Yep, right after I scooped my fucking brains up and put them right back in the gaping hole in the back of my head.
Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast, Twitter at Good Old Gamers.
GoodOldGamers.com.
Yeah.
Shit, that's it.
That's all she wrote.
Tune in. We're on TuneIn, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on TuneIn.
Google Plus, keep us number one.
Yeah, I haven't looked us up recently. I don't know if we're still
in my fucking mind, we are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're number one regardless.
We're the number one
Southern statistics
gaming podcast. Yep, true that. Well, you know our sign off. So until next week, guys.
Game over, man. Game over.
And he makes the fire.